Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 30th of October. There are warnings of gales in Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just south of Trafalgar, 1008. Expected Trafalgar, 1010 by 1800 Wednesday. High Fastnet, 1028. Expected East England, 1029 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atera, South Atera, northeast 40s. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly later, 4 to 6. Showers, rain later in Viking. Good, occasionally moderate. Southwest 40s, Cromarty 4th, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Fair, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, variable mainly west 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later, drizzle in Dogger. Good, occasionally poor in Dogger. Fisher, northwesterly backing westerly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast, mainly fair, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, west or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in German Bight, showers, moderate or good. Thames, Dover, variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, showers, moderate or good. Biscay, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast and also, at first, in northwest, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, northeasterly becoming cyclonic in far south, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in south, showers, moderate or good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, South Shannon, variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. North Shannon, Rockall, Malin, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, in North Rockall, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, west backing southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, westerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in north, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 2, fog, 1400 meters, 1026, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, 8 miles, 1025, now falling. Lerwick, west 5, 8 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, west southwest 3, 15 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, north-northwest 3, 14 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 4, more than 38 miles, 1025, now falling. Boomer, west-southwest 3, 27 miles, 1025, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest 1, 1026, rising slowly. Sendetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 3, 11 miles, 1026. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north by east 3, 1026, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast, 2. 35 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Channel, light vessel automatic, north-northeast, 2. 1027. Scilly automatic, north by east, 2. 27 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by north 2, 30 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Aberporth, east by north 1, 24 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Valley, north 1, 12 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by west 3, mist, 1,500 metres, 1,027, rising more slowly. Valencia, southeast 2, 15 miles, 1,028, now falling. Ronaldsway, north by west 2, 14 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Malinhead, southwest by west 2, 14 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Macrihanish automatic, west-northwest 1, mist 2 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 29th of October. General situation, an area of high pressure will build across the United Kingdom through the period, giving generally settled conditions. However, some fronts will edge closer to northern Scotland on a strengthening southwesterly airflow here from Wednesday evening, giving an increasing threat of gales in the far north. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 later in northwest, perhaps gale 8 later in northwest. Rain later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable, mainly west 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable, mainly west 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsabil, northerly veering easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, northeast 3 or 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 3 or 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable mainly east 2 to 4, fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man, west or southwest 3 or less, increasing 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4 later, occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later, occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Maulif Kintar to Arden American Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Drizzle at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Arden American Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, in north. Drizzle later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, later. Shetland Isles, west backing southwest later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers. Rain later. Good occasionally, moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us for tonight here on BBC Radio 4. As usual, in a moment, we'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service. We're back here with you at 5:20 later this Wednesday morning. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. We're connecting those time zones, and today we're live in Pakistan and the United States as the EU's tariffs on Chinese vehicles come into force, making them more expensive in one of the world's most important markets.
The American and Canadian market are close to EV vehicles. They have imposed 100% tariffs. So the only wealthy market still open to Chinese EV vehicles is really the European market.
And we'll check in with voters in Nevada ahead of next week's US elections.
When he was president, my paycheck lasted to groceries, to put gas on my tank, and to save. Right now, forget it.
Yep, the cost of living is still a big issue. And we'll talk about the world's most polluted city, Lahore. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Kamala Harris has urged the United States to turn the page on drama and division in one of her final pitches to voters ahead of next week's presidential election. Speaking in front of the White House, in the same place Donald Trump goaded his supporters to march on the Capitol, Ms. Harris described her Republican rival as unstable and obsessed with revenge and unchecked power.
I am looking to make progress. I pledge to listen to experts, to those who will be impacted by the decisions I make. Unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at the table.
At a rally in the swing state of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump repeated his promises of lowering inflation and stopping what he called an invasion of migrants. The BBC's Will Grant is there.
And it's a speech that is always with him, sort of jumps around from theme to theme, touches on everything from border security to inflation to transgender issues, and it sort of lumps all these things together in a long diatribe, but is actually very, very popular with the people inside the convention centre who listen to it, you know, big cheers and laughs at the jokes and so on. But what struck me is as he set out the stall of the speech and came to the stage, basically asked a straight question. Do you consider yourself better off now than you were 4 years ago? And, you know, I think that really will be the heart of the remaining days of this campaign.
Ukraine is to draft another 160,000 men into the army as a Russian offensive in the east takes more ground. Parliament in Kyiv has approved a 3-month term for the mobilisation. The Russian army has been exploiting a big manpower advantage even ahead of the arrival of